technical market call for August 2019, August 1st. We'll get right into it. We know it's the tail end of summer. First of all, let's talk about the stock market for a minute. We have no change in our outlook. We're in the target range on the spider. Indicators suggest two things. First of all, the longer-term indicators do look a bit better than we thought they would, suggesting that the second thing the indicators are suggesting, which is the potential for a correction, the correction should be less than we have been talking about or were talking about back in December. We can see a test of the 290 area, maybe a little lower. We will watch very carefully for recycles in the daily stochastics on the S&P. One of the things that we are noticing here pertains to another part of our forecast, and that is small cap is really starting to pick up. If you look, small cap actually is near its highest levels for a couple of months here, really since May. So watch that area. Use any weakness here to add to small cap positions. And it may be that since, you know, we were talking about how the Fed rate cut would be, you know, sort of a punctuation mark on the raise cycle, but not the start of a new easing cycle. And that seemed to be what Powell said, although Jeff may correct me in the Q&A period. You know, basically we would be looking at adding some small cap stuff in here after the market runs its course on the downside, if in fact we have more downside. And certainly on a recycle in the daily stochastic on the spider, if small caps showing relative strength, that would be a place we would be. Let's talk about TLT. It's up. There's a gap on TLT that could fill, and the daily stochastic is overbought. When that turns down, we would expect a rise in the longer-term rates here. That we think would actually be a positive for the market. Basically, we think what's going on with rates is very little, and honestly, we think the rate picture for the market is positive. As of last week, and I did not last night run the accumulation models at the end of the month like I normally do, but we'll run those before the weekend. But the last time I ran the accumulation models on TLT, they were suggesting stable to slightly higher rates, and that's consistent with what we've been talking about. Let's talk about oil here for a minute. USO is down. We note that the favorable seasonal period for oil ends in by mid-August, and then we see a little bit of weakness in the fall. Frankly, some of the energy stock ideas we've had, like PSCE, are trading at best neutrally, and unless you're willing to be a long-term holder on PSCE, you should probably consider selling that here. Very close to where we recommended it. It's basically a scratch, but it was designed to be a trade, and the trade was designed to be for the seasonally favorable period in oil, which is ending. So that doesn't look so good. We would consider getting rid of that. And let's see if oil prices can slip down into the fall from here. It's certainly possible. The big news here, and we'll talk about it right here, and then we'll take a little bit of a look at international. UUP, which we've been watching for on the potential of a breakout above 2660, 2670, has in fact done that, currently at 2677. The dollar looks like it is getting stronger. That's going to be a little hard for some of the commodities like GLD and that. Something we've been expecting, and actually what's interesting here, our forecast for the dollar was a stronger dollar in the second half of the year. The dollar was real strong, much stronger than we thought. At least in part, we were expecting European weakness, which we got. So we were looking for the dollar to be weaker in the first half and stronger in the second. It may be that the dollar is stronger in the first half and stronger in the second. Certainly this move on the dollar, I think, is a little bit of a surprise. We're not seeing a lot about it in the popular press. And it can continue. because of that, we're looking at EFA and EEM. International is less appealing to us here. If we had to do international, we would be doing emerging like PXH or Switzerland, EWL. But if you don't have to do international here, we would be very careful of that. We just don't see that as being a big performer here. Emerging looks better. It's still in its base. And one of the things that one of my clients actually was very, very kind to me and said he remembered a lot of the stuff that I said. And certainly he said one of the things that he remembered and has kept in his mind since we worked together at Merrill Lynch is that you just can't tell when things are coming out of basis. There really isn't a good way of doing it. I don't know when these emerging markets are going to come out of the space. I know that some of our client firms are recommending emerging markets as a value play, and they are, but they may also continue to be a value trap. We just have to be a little bit careful. With that, let's pass the call over to Jeff Garbaz. Jeff, if you have anything for us.
Hey, Fred. Yeah, let's start with gold. Had a pretty awful day yesterday. Thoughts on gold? Clearly, the stronger dollar hurt gold. So thinking there?
Yeah, Jeff, the interesting thing on gold for me is the accumulation model basically said we should be selling GLD at 134. And I'm going to run that model at the end of the month, but it looks like the chart's starting to bear that out. The weekly stochastic, let me bring the weekly stochastic up on gold. Let me see. Come on, weekly. I believe it's just about to enter sell mode. If you're trading gold, we would sell it. If you're not, be aware that GLD looks like it could go back to 118 to 120 on this move.
Basically because the weekly is just starting to break down, correct? That's the weekly stochastic.
Yeah, the
is
weekly
just starting
is just
to kind
starting
of come
to break down, and it is at the top end of a very long base. And, Jeff, I mean, gold is and let's just mention something because we've had some questions on silver. It's something we haven't talked about in a long time, so longer-term subscribers, please forgive me. There's some new guys. In the metals complex, GLD almost always reflects speculation on inflation. Silver can reflect the price in gold, but it also has industrial value, so it tends to move last. And that is happening here, although silver had some very strong days right at the end of this move here in gold, right as GLD is at 135. So that's another reason to be just a little bit leery of the metals here. Again, if you're an investor, there's no reason not to keep them. I don't think it's going below 115 to 118. But at the same time, for traders, you should dump this stuff.
And silver looks pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Silver looks pretty crappy, too, if you look at FCX, Freeport, or if you look at Southern Copper, SCCO. So you're negative on copper, I take it, as well, right?
Yeah, I just don't see a lot of inflation. Now, Jeff, what's interesting, I look at FinViz, that website, every once in a while, because one of the things FinViz does quite well is they give a breakdown of 1 and 5 day relative performance of everything that they cover, commodity stock indexes, everything. And one of the interesting things about that is the last several days that I've looked at it, and I haven't looked at it every day, I look at it, one of the very top performers has been lumber, which implies construction, which implies good things for the economy. And again, Jeff, our overriding view here is the U.S. economy looks better than people think it does, and we also think that because of that, you may see some commodity inflation, but the accumulation model says that the price of gold has already, in fact, reflected that.
Interesting. So, obviously, yesterday was an ugly day. We were down almost 2% on SPY at one point before we kind of rallied up to finish down a little bit more than 1%. And it was the first day that we lost more than 1% since May 31st. Ironically, it's the last time the Fed was out as well. So that kind of tells you how the market's reacting to the Fed. Now we're in August, which is typically the worst month of the year from a seasonality and return standpoint. Would you expect at a minimum a retest of what happened yesterday, which would be like 295? And do you think that's going to hold, or do you think we've got more, because you've been kind of targeting some lower levels potentially?
I still am thinking that we could do that and test 285 to 280, Jeff. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I think that would actually be healthy for the market. We do want to mention, though, that things look a little bit better on the technical indicators that we thought they would when we got up here into this 300 area. We've had a number of questions from clients on things like, should I sell Apple and try to buy it back? Should I try to sell Qualcomm and try to buy it back? And the answer for most of our advisors is we wouldn't do that. And the reason is, given the strength and improvement in some of the intermediate indicators, we may very well be wrong about more correction here. Certainly the seasonals and it being August, September, and that time period would augur that we have a little bit more correction. The short-term indicators would say that as well, but we may not auger in, as they used to say in World War II, and that's my bad pun for the day. So I'm basically, we've taken some trading profits and stuff. I would hold on to that cash and see if we do get a daily recycle. If we do, and small cap is still showing relative strength, that's where I'd put the money, and that's the first time we talked about actually buying small cap in quite a while, and we noticed that the transports are even holding up a little bit better than the spider here. So we might be looking at the smaller cap and transportation names that have been weaker. Those may gain in strength in the second part of the year.
So on Tuesday, IWM had a gap down, and then it just went straight up. Every trading hour, it traded higher. Which is pretty unusual to get, and it was pretty much a straight line and looked very methodical, i.e. someone doing a or multiple people doing a small cap buy program. But then when you looked at USO, which is the oil service holders, that almost had the exact same formation, and so did KRE, which is regional banks. But yesterday, that kind of reversed after, I mean, you got some follow through on Wednesday, the first half of the day before we had the Fed stuff, and then everything kind of fell apart. And then this morning, OIH is lower. It's off by pretty good, 3.74%. So that thing is trying to make a base. Can you weigh in on that? And also KRE. So one versus the other. It looks like KRE is better, but I'll let you kind of see if you agree with that.
OIH
and so
like
would you overweight either of these if you're going to go into small cap? What's the thought process there?
You know, Jeff, let me answer the easy question first, which is if we were going to go into small cap, we would not try to pick sectors here. We would buy IJR or IWM. Looking at OIH, it still looks like it's building a base, but with the weaker seasonal period in oil coming in here, this is vulnerable to breaking down through the bottom end of that base. We don't see any reason to try to pluck that one off here. If it starts to move up and move nicely, I'd rather buy it higher, and I think most people would too. You know, we've got enough value traps in emerging markets and such that we don't need to buy U.S. sectors that are in value traps as well. Now, KRE, the regional banks, we've been preferring the money centers, but KRE also is a nice base. You know, I would still probably buy XLF or PFI or one of those as opposed to the smaller cap banks, but you could buy those, and I think they have a better chance in the second half. Because, Jeff, one of the things that looks like is going on here, and we'll see, is rates may be making another retest low in here, and they may start to move higher. And if that's the case, the banks will all benefit. But I think the bigger ones will benefit more, the money centers.
Okay. So that's it for now. I might have one or two more questions at the very end, but for now, let's open it to Q&A. I'll turn back to you.
Sure. Anyone who's got questions, please feel free to hit star six and unmute your phones.
Hey, Fred, a couple if you don't mind.
Not at all. How are you, Steve?
First, great, thank you. And you? GE,
Very
please.
well. Everything's GE.
Sorry. Sorry.
So that's
GE.
okay. You know, GE, it's again a base. With the caveat being that this is going to be still some more recovery, I wouldn't sell this. I'd try to buy it a little tiny bit lower.
Okay. And you know, one, I have a feeling I know where you're going to go with this based on what you said already, but you had Nabors a couple of weeks ago in the chart book as a trade. Is that one to get out of now, along with all the other energy?
You
NBR,
know,
sorry.
I would do it. I was trying to trade it off the double bottom. You know, honestly, I think we, and again, these aren't huge numbers, but if you were able to have gotten this around 210 and it's at 268 and down 28 cents, that's still 50 cents on a $2 stock is, you know, a sizable percentage, and I would take that. You know, Steve, I just don't see the percentage in taking a lot of risk here. And Steve, if Nabors is going to break out over $4 and go to seven, I'd rather buy it at 410, 420 and run it up to seven than sit here.
Okay. Okay. AMD.
See, that's right down on an uptrend line. The weekly's overbought, but actually, I could try this on the long side if you wanted to.
Okay, great. And then Schlumberger, SLB, another energy.
Yeah, God, Steve, these energy stocks may do very well in the second part of the year. I mean, after October, last quarter. But for now, this is a hold and not a real stronghold for me.
I can't think of my career where Schlumberger has paid over a 5% dividend. But so you think you could
And
hold it?
that's a great reason to hold the stock. And I believe the Merrill rating on that is a seven, right, for the dividend. And seven for
It
those
is, yeah.
non-Merrill people is the dividend is secure.
Yeah.
But will it move and do anything? I think you look at this as an income play and not as, oh my God, we're going to run this
Yeah.
baby up to 48 and make a huge amount of money here.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
could take a
And
while.
last one, yeah, the last one, FDX.
FDX. That's a good try, actually. If the daily stochastic starts to turn up here, even though it's not a recycle, I'd go for that. Steve, you probably know more about this than I do, but didn't they announce that they weren't going to work with Amazon anymore?
Yes.
And the stock has not collapsed on that, so I think that's probably a pretty good way to go.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
I sure will. You guys too.
Thanks,
Spoke
Fred.
to everyone out there. Spoke to Economu, by the way. Give him my hello if you see him.
I will for sure.
Got it.
Thanks.
Other questions? Sure. Other questions?
Fred, how about UNC, United Healthcare, and Anthem, ANTM?
UNH is United Healthcare.
My mistake.
And you know that is dead. That is still neutral. You know, I think that these are good investment type stocks. Both of them are neutral charts. But you just may not see much out of them until after the election. That's the risk. These healthcare stocks sadly look kind of like political footballs, and the accumulation model on XLV has fallen off enough to say that, you know, I'd want to buy these with a longer-term outlook.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Surely. Have a good day. Other questions?
Fred, Paul here.
Very well. Hey, sorry. Paul, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
Good.
What's the primary reason for the change in the opinion here? Is it just the small caps, or is it just how things looked on the pullback yesterday?
Well, I'll give you the reason. Right, yeah. The long-term Fred's Breath Oscillator, which has been stubbornly in a downtrend through this whole rally, Paul, now looks like it's breaking out on the monthly. And if that's the case, you're probably not going to have a steep correction. One of the things that was a real problem with the market was the long-term breadth momentum for me was not good. The other thing is we are not seeing, at least in the Barron's numbers that I follow, any sort of fall off in new highs, new lows. The new highs, new lows indicator, after having plateaued and gone sideways for several months, may be starting another breakout move to the upside. So as long as I see those things combined with the action in small cap, I think we are probably better off than we were. But those are the indicators that look better, Paul. And I'm going to be publishing the monthly in a few days. Jack is away, I'm really happy he's taking some vacation, but it might delay the monthly a little bit. But those two things, when I get my Barron's numbers tomorrow, I'm assuming they're not going to change.
Thanks.
Sure.
Fred, two gold questions.
Sure.
Can you look at NEM and KL?
NEM, which has filled the gap and may be recycling on the daily if it turns up. So I would certainly hold that. And KEL?
No,
KL.
And would you buy either? I own neither.
I would probably buy KL. That's Costco Gold, right, Kirkland?
Kirkland Gold,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm teasing, Nancy. I'm teasing. Anyone who wants to come to
it's
my
a
office
real,
and punch
it's a real
me
momentum,
for that.
It's a real momentum stock.
Yeah. It's pulled back to an uptrend, Nancy, so the risk is quite low. If you were to use a stop at 37.50 to 38.50 and bought this, it should be okay unless it's going to go all the way back to 32. So use a stop, but you're a little more willing than some people on the call to take a shot at something near support, and I would do that with this.
Thanks.
Got it. Other questions? Heard someone trying to come in. I don't know what happened, and I apologize for call problems today.
Hey, Fred, how about
IMDY?
First guy. Is that Scott?
Hey, Fred, John Kokolas, how are you?
Fine, John. Hang on. Let Scott go because he was talking first. John, you
no
go
problem.
Second, if that's okay. Scott,
nope,
have at
no
it.
No worries.
IMDY, please.
IMDY.
Cut rates.
That's come down rather nicely. I would try to get that if you want to do it. Try for 34.50.
Okay.
That should get the weekly to recycle down.
And I'm sorry, I was late getting on the call. Did you say anything about emerging markets?
Just
dollar.
That they still look sideways to me. If I want to be in them, if I have to be international, that's probably where I would be, but I still want to do U.S. over international. And, Scott, I'm sure you noticed that the dollar is trying to stage a nice breakout here.
Yeah.
In fact, it has broken out. The question is whether it holds it, but it's looking like it will.
The EM doesn't look too good either.
None of the international does to me relative to America. I still think it's a value trap. And, you know, I get a fair amount of questions on this because one of our client firms is recommending these areas fairly heavily, and they are valuable. The question is, when will they move?
Thank you.
Sure. John, I'm sorry about that. How are you, John?
No worries. I'm doing well, thank you. Hey,
good.
I missed the first couple minutes of the call, and so you know, if you could give me a quick little recap, and then you know, if we're sitting on cash with new client monies, what would you suggest in putting that,
sure,
that money to work?
We're still looking for the daily spider to recycle. We think that's possible. If I had brand new clients, I'd still be putting money in my models here just a little more slowly. You know, John, I'm looking for the possibility of 285 to 280. And that's not a huge distance if the market's going to keep going up. So you want to at least start getting in. So that's where I am. The only thing that's a little different from what we've been talking about directly is small cap is really perking up here. So if you have small cap models, I would be inclined to add the small cap here also, and most of us have been sort of staying away from that. In terms of small cap, again, for everybody, we'd just be buying the main indexes, IJR, IWM, that sort of thing, or the unweighted ones, which look a little bit better, but not try to pick sectors right now.
Okay. And could you give me your opinion on the stock I, B as in Bravo, N as in Nancy?
I, B, N as in Nancy. ECC Bank, huh? That is trading rather well. It may come down a little bit more because you've got an overbought weekly. But basically, I think you should be looking at adding some banks in here. So if you want to buy that, it's filled a little gap. Start to buy it.
Buy it here or a little cheaper?
Here, and try to get some at 1180 if you can. Bearing in mind, John, and again, Fred's favorite boo-boo, it's a 1218, 30 cents away from 1180, right? And it
right.
looks like it can go to 16.
I do
16.
That often, too.
So for God's sake, don't buy it here. Wait for 25 of the 30 cents.
Yep, I hear you.
See
I do
I'm
that
saying?
Often. So.
That's my favorite way to screw up personally.
Yes.
Yeah. And
sounds
then you sit
good.
There and
I
you watch
it
go way up and go, what an idiot, right? So.
That's right.
Sorry to interrupt you. No, it's just I can relate to that very, very well. Other questions?
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, John. Give Dave and everybody my best up there. Other questions?
Hey, Fred, I got a couple.
Sure, Jeff, let's have a couple, and then I got a boogie.
Hey, Fred, let's let the other guy who asked first, the client, let him go ahead, and then I'll come in behind
client,
him.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Thanks, Jeff. Hey, Fred, it's Bill. I apologize. Disregard the email I sent you. I didn't realize the call today was live. I thought it was pre-recorded. I came in on the tail end of your comments on the healthcare, and was wondering if you'd comment on Pfizer, PFE.
Yeah,
and then,
I am trying to buy that stock at 32. It may not get there. I've got some of my own at 36. I've been waiting for it to come down. I'm trying to get it at 32. It may not, and I would buy a daily recycle. And in healthcare in general, I still think it's a tremendous political football. I wouldn't be really trying to do much with it.
The second one, please, is RQI.
Huh, okay. RQI. Yeah. I would be buying this. I still think REITs look quite positive overall. And Cohen and Steers is a good one. This is a nice chart. I'd buy this right away.
Thank you, Fred.
Sure. And, Bill, I mean, I've got orders in to buy the Pfizer cheap. It may not do that. As soon as it stabilizes, I'll consider it.
And, by the way, I sent you an email that you can disregard, but I will say I'm looking forward to seeing you in Orlando in September.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that meeting at ACPM, too. Again, for those people who are not getting their certified portfolio management credential, it's a great credential. Bill, I think, will be willing to say it's a fair amount of work, but worth doing. So if Bill wants to say, ouch, it's a fair amount of work, Bill, go ahead and do that.
It is a fair amount of work, but it's well worth the time and effort.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks.
Other questions? Thank you, Bill, by the way, and we'll see you in September.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Fred.
Got it, man. Other questions? Very well. Jeff, if you've got one more or so, let's do it, and then we'll – thank God the call hasn't been a horrible disaster. I only got a few emails saying that I'd screwed up letting people in. So, Jeff? Jeff may be off the line. Very well, going once.
Hey, Fred, sorry about that.
That's okay, Jeff. I thought you might be on with a client.
Yeah, so IGV, take a look at that. For people that don't know, that's a proxy for software.
Yeah, it's holding up decently. I would see if I could get the daily stochastic to recycle first.
Okay.
Before I bother,
and then specifically within software, a couple of names, ADSK.
Apple, Victor.
Apple, Dog, Sam, Kilo.
Apple, that's right. Apple, Dog. What's the other
Sam Kilo.
Ones?
Sam Kilo.
Sam Kilo. Oh, Autodesk. That's come right down to support, and the stochastic looks like it's getting ready to turn above 20. When it does, I'd consider buying that.
Okay. Next one, MDB, Michael Dog Bravo.
That's got a daily that's turning up, but the pattern is pretty icky on this, and the weekly's in sell mode. I know this is has been a big Motley Fool stock, but if this takes out the weekly low, I would see if we couldn't get this at 110.
So you're basically talking about it filling the middle of March gap,
right?
Then, right?
Yeah, that little March gap.
Two more in the space, CRM.
That's sort of neutral. I would try it based on the daily stochastic. If it doesn't get above 164 on this move, I'd look for it to be dead.
What about using the September high, which looks like right around 160? I get your point about 164 because I can see that triple top right there.
And there's a
so
nice
it's got a lot of potential. It's got a lot of potential overhead on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then the last one in software is Now, NOW.
When that daily stochastic turns up, if you want that, go ahead.
What about the island that's sitting there with a gap up in February and then another gap up in April? That's usually that has to get tested at some point, correct?
Yeah, and Jeff, actually, if you look at it, it filled the top end of the gap, but not the close-to-close gap. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was, it got down to the support that was above where it gapped from, and so I consider that gap to be filled.
Okay. So the very last thing, I want to go back to my favorite proxy for hedging when the market is weak.
DWSH, which had a good day yesterday and is having another decent day today.
You know, that's still on a little bit of a buy signal on the daily, and the weekly is starting to turn up. Again, most of our clients, Jeff, cannot do this, but if you could, I'd give it a try with a stop below the low of the last 2 weeks.
Okay, and then the other one, which some people do, but it's got crappy results compared to DWSH, is HDGE, which is quickly working its way to nothing in price.
Yeah, that certainly has been an interesting disaster. And again, you're on a weekly buy signal, but given the strength of the trend on the downside, Jeff, I'm not sure that weekly buy signal is worth the paper it's printed on. So I would tend to say stay away from that.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it for me then. Have a great weekend.
You too. Everybody, a great weekend. We'll take any other questions if people have them. Going once. Going twice. Very well. This will end the Fred Report technical market call for August 1st, 2019. Everybody have a great weekend and enjoy the last bit of warm summer weather.